This is Offhand with Stephen and Lydia. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Lydia. Welcome, everybody.
Hi, friends.
We're glad you're joining us. We're going to talk about another book of the Bible today.
Ooh, yes, in our What's It All About series.
Yeah, we hope you've been enjoying walking through the Bible with us. So we are all the way up to 1 Peter.
Oh, man, we are getting close to the end.
We are. It's so close. We've talked about a lot of Bible.
Yes, it is a big book.
Yeah.
66 books.
It is. And we are all the way to 1 Peter, which is near the end.
But don't ask me what number that is. I don't know.
We should have figured that out.
We should.
Maybe we'll have to figure that out for 2 Peter.
Okay. Yeah, good idea.
But don't hold us to that. We don't always remember things.
No, we might forget by the time we actually do 2 Peter. And then we'll be like, we're in 2 Peter of the 66 books. We don't know what number it is.
We talk a lot, but we don't always come through. We'll try.
Our puppet posters could figure it out.
Yeah, you could.
They could email us.
You could.
They could give us a little hint.
They could. That would be fun.
That would be.
That would be a fun game. You should do that, puppet posters. And we'll have the answer, hopefully, to just check you, to check, double check. But anyways, let's move on.
1 Peter.
1 Peter.
What's it all about, Lydia?
Being different.
But in a good
way.
But
in a good way. Yeah. Why should Christians be different?
Well, Peter tells us.
Yeah. Now, remember, a Christian, just in case you aren't one or you don't know what it means, maybe you have forgotten what the name means or something, but Christians are those who have been redeemed and rescued from their sin by Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. 1 Peter talks about that. Let me read 1 Peter 1:18-19. It says, knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. So having been made a part of God's family, because you accepted his sacrifice on the cross and he washed your sins all away, now we're called to be holy.
Yeah, and I'm going to read 1 Peter 1:14-16, and it says why we should be holy. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Since it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. See, we should be holy because God is holy. And what you're like, well, what does holy mean?
Yeah.
It means set apart. It's different. To be called for to live life differently.
Yeah. So you can say, well, in what ways does it mean that Christians are different? Like, how can we be different? Well, Christians should commit their lives and the things that they want, the kinds of things they want and think about. They want it to be ones that are controlled by God and what he wants, not our own way. In 1 Peter 2:11, it says, beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul. So we have things that we want, which the Bible calls the fleshly desires.
Right,
things,
yeah.
Things that in our sin we go, oh, I want that thing.
That'll be good for me.
Yeah, maybe it's something that isn't good for you. Maybe it's like, maybe you want something that somebody else is. And in your fleshly desire, you would be like, well, I want that, so I'm taking it. That's not a good thing.
No, that's not
called stealing. Yeah. And God doesn't want us to do that. So he says, don't listen to what you want. Listen to things that God wants for you.
And Peter is really nice. Well, obviously we know that Peter wrote this letter, but it was really God using Peter. These are God's words.
Yeah.
And so in this book that you read, this letter, we're called to be different as Christians, but God just doesn't say, well, be different. He gives us examples.
Yeah, that's right.
Real life examples, things that people deal with all the time as they just live their life.
Yeah, because it could be easy to be like, well, what do I do then? I don't know what to do. And God tells us that. So in verse 12, it says, keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation.
Yeah. And it also gives examples to wives and to husbands in verses or chapter 3 with a couple different verses like 1, 7, and 9 I'll read. Likewise, wives, be subject to your own husbands so that even if some do not obey the word, they may be won without a word by the conduct of their wives. Likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the women as the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered. And then it says, do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless, for to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing.
Yeah, and in chapter 2, there are a couple more ideas, verses 16 through 18, it says, live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God. Honor everyone, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the emperor, servants be subject to your masters with all respect, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the unjust. So there are some ideas of ways that you can live God's way and do the things God wants instead of what you want in your heart, in your sinful heart. You can, if you serve people with love and honor God and respect other people and are kind and gentle,
being a blessing.
Yeah, those are types of things that God wants you to do.
Now, it might sound easy, but actually doing it might be a lot harder. And there are actually results of being different. And Peter talks about those too. What will happen if people see that we're different?
Well, some not great things sometimes.
Like what, Lydia?
You might be persecuted.
Yeah.
Or the way you live following Jesus. People don't always like it when people follow Jesus.
Hard things that might come.
Yeah. Maybe they'll be mean to you. Like in verse 12, it says, keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God in the day of visitation. He's saying, if people talk bad about you because you love Jesus and because you honor God, someday that they people will be able to see your good deeds and it will bring God glory, even if they're being mean to you.
In chapter 4, verses 4 and 12 through 14, with respect to this, they are surprised when you do not join them in the same flood of debauchery, and then they malign you. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you.
Yeah, we get some really great promises about later when after we've suffered. In chapter 5, verse 10, it says, and after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. So be encouraged. If you're treated badly because you love Jesus, you follow Jesus, and you do things God's way, he is going to bless you. And he's going to strengthen you. And no matter what you face, he is better than any of that bad stuff. His good for you is way better than any of the bad that you face.
Oh, yes, definitely. Another result that might happen because you are different is people will be curious. They'll be wondering, why are they different? I need to ask them why they're different.
Yeah.
And then you need to be ready to give an answer. Chapter 3, verse 15 says, but in your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and respect.
Yeah, they say, hey, why are you different? Why don't you do the stuff we do? Why do you not say the bad words we say? Why don't you go the bad places we go with us? You can say, well, I love Jesus. He saved me from my sins, and I want to do things His way. And you can explain to them why you look different, why your heart is different, and why you do things the way God wants you to instead of the other way.
Yeah, and then you can invite them to follow Jesus too, to ask Him to forgive them of their sin and to be their Savior.
We are given a warning, though, in chapter 4, verse 15. It says, But let none of you suffer as a murderer or a thief or an evildoer or as a meddler. If you're suffering because you're doing bad things, because you are a murderer or a liar or any of those, or doing evil things, if you're suffering because of that, then you're not suffering for Jesus.
No, you're suffering for your own sake.
Yeah. So we don't want to do that, because that will not bring us blessing. That will only bring us terrible things.
And that will not bring God glory.
No. But don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged and think, oh man, following Jesus, all those things that could happen to me are so scary. It can feel that way sometimes. But if you are feeling discouraged or scared to follow Jesus because of that kind of stuff, then you really should read the whole letter.
Yeah, because Peter, throughout the whole letter, is just being really encouraging and he's excited to share this with the believers.
Yeah, because belonging to Jesus is the best thing, and it is just such wonderful stuff in store for you if you follow Jesus, and you'll have peace, and it is worth everything that you might go through, any temporary discomfort or bad stuff that is scary. It is better than any of that stuff that's not going to last.
Yeah, because as believers in Jesus, we know that we have the hope of seeing Jesus and having life in heaven with Him forever.
Forever and ever. And you'll never even remember all that bad stuff that happened to you. You'll just have Jesus forever.
We read so many verses in 1 Peter, but we are going to pick our verse of the day as 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for His own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light.
Wow, what a big, important job. We have some great stuff to be telling the world, don't we, Puppet Podsters? We sure do.
That's right. So, 1 Peter, what's it all about? Being different.
A lot.
But in a good way.
Yeah, be different. It's okay to be different. And people might ask you, and you might get a chance to share Jesus with them.
Yeah, stand out.
I think I would really like to tell some jokes, Stephen.
How about that, Puppet Podsters? Lydia. Just kidding. Of course we will.
I know you really don't want to. Just kidding.
I love a good joke. To give a bunny bone a poke. In the facts or riddles, for grown-ups or kiddles. I love a good joke.
Lydia.
Yes, Steven?
What is the loudest pet you can get?
The loudest pet?
Oh, very loud.
I can think of a lot of loud pets, so I don't know. I guess you better just tell me.
The loudest is a trumpet.
That would be loud.
I love a good joke. You laugh from Peter Rowan Oak. Eat backpacks or riddles for grown-ups or kiddos. I love a good joke.
They're not very cuddly,
but I can imagine not. Well, did you hear the joke about the bed?
The joke about the bed?
Yeah.
No, I don't think I did.
What? Well, me neither. It hasn't been made up yet.
Hey, make your bed joke.
I love a good joke.
You could get a trumpet swan.
Oh,
I don't think they'd be a very cuddly pet either. Well, Puppet Podsters, if you would like to email us, maybe you read 1 Peter and you have a lot of things to say or some questions or whatever, we would love to hear from you.
Yeah.
We would love to hear from you from pretty much about anything. So just
of
email
course.
Us, StephenLydiaSing@yahoo.com. Maybe you have a pet swan. I don't know. We'd love to hear about that too.
Or maybe you have a trumpet and you think it's your pet.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'd like to know about that, too.
We would.
Maybe it has a name.
Yeah.
You pet it. It's got a little bed.
Yeah. Maybe you have, like, a plushy trumpet, and it is a good cuddly pet. This, we would really, please email us. We really need
to
know.
I've never seen a trumpet stuffy.
I haven't either. But I think it would be kind of cool.
I think so, too.
Anyways, yeah, email us. Or you can visit our website at ghhinc.org and check out some of the cool adventures that Steve and I have gone on.
We like to go adventuring.
We do. And there's some nice encouraging videos on there of Uncle Chris, who has a piece of really good news from the Bible for you.
And all our other episodes of our podcast are there, too. You can just pick any one that were already recorded and listen to it again, or listen to it for the first time.
Yeah.
ghhinc.org.
And this has been Offhand with Stephen and Lydia, a production of God's Helping Hands.